This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon to you. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of diverse topics on the program. Want to introduce you to an organization some of you may have heard about through a recent article in the News Review. It's called Urban Rural Action, and Thomas Guzzo is the Douglas County Coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
So what is Urban Rural Action? Tell us more about the group and what its mission is.
Sure, yeah. So we're a nonpartisan nonprofit that brings Americans together across divides, such as geographic, political, racial, ethnic, generational, you know, any divides. And we engage in constructive dialogue and strengthen our collaboration skills through practice of those skills. And we explore different perspectives to deepen our understanding of societal challenges that we all face.
So how long has your organization been around?
So we started back in 2017 when our founder, Joe Bubman, started contemplating ways to apply international peace building approaches to addressing conflicts here in the U.S.
And where did it go from there?
Oh, man, it blew up from there. We went national pretty quick. We are in four major states that are our largest, which is Oregon, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Wisconsin. But we've seen programs across quite a few states, yeah.
That's kind of an interesting mix of states. How did that happen that way?
So some of them derived from big issues, big politicized issues and big publicized issues, you know, like Wisconsin, like Maryland. And here locally in Oregon, it's, you know, Oregon's the topic of the news quite often, be it through the fires, through, you know, riots in Portland and things like that, just all across the state. So we decided to try to bring that home and, you know, affect some change here.
So talk about the local part of this. You're the Douglas County Coordinator now. Is that a volunteer thing or a paid job? Or?
So technically it's paid. It's not paid a lot. It's less than $1,000 a month. It covers pretty much my efforts that I'm putting forward, be it the marketing, be it flyers, things like that. So it pays for what I do. It doesn't pay for me. We, all of us that do this in all four of the counties here in Oregon that are participating, we all have regular day jobs. We do this because we actually care and want to see change happen.
What are the other counties for Oregon?
So we have Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, and Douglas.
So it's kind of a different approach, rather unique. What interested you in getting involved, and how far back did you jump in?
Yeah, so I started when the Oregon program started. Our official launch isn't until February of next year, but we started back in October. Think of it like the pre-planning stage. And what made me jump in is, you know, for one, my wife works for a nonprofit. I've done community outreach work for the last probably 8 years or so. And most of the time what I see is nonprofits that talk the talk. It sounds really good to talk. It's a whole different story to start walking the walk and actually affecting real change. And when I saw that opportunity, I jumped on it.
So was there a particular issue that got your attention?
Yeah, the kids. So nowadays what I hear from pretty much every person starting at my children's age, you know, 12 and up, all the way to the kids coming fresh out of high school, is that, you know, their only real opportunities if they don't go to college is to flip burgers, so to speak, right? Fast food, things like that, menial jobs that have no true future. And when I saw that one of our goals, especially the goal here in Douglas County, was going to be finding a way to help these kids find sustainable futures, sustainable income past their high school years, if they have no interest or no ability to go to college, it gives them a chance to learn a trade, agriculture, you know, whatever makes sense to them and gives them a future.
Is the idea as well to provide direction that would keep them here versus fleeing as as they get that diploma and they're on the freeway?
No, yeah, the goal is to keep them here locally, you know, to bring more to Douglas County as far as, you know, these kids that smart as a whip but don't want to go to college, you know, giving them an opportunity to find a future here in Douglas County.
I know a lot of organizations and some of our political officials have talked about this for a number of years, and we've certainly, you know, you can look at data from the census, and there's always this big gap in the between age 20 and age 30 percentage-wise. I even am aware of a situation, someone I don't know that well, but they graduated from high school, beginning of last June, and literally they were on the plane that night with no plan to come back other than to visit.
Yeah, so the way we approach that is, you know, with our community partner. So each of the four counties has a community partner that they work side by side with. Ours locally is the Phoenix School right here in Roseburg. And a program that they have that does just that. It preps them ahead of time so that when graduation comes, they know what their future is going to hold. You know, and that's not something you see very often out here. And I haven't seen it in the time that I've been here. And, you know, you mentioned that the politicians and whatnot, they'll talk about making this change, but there's that T word, talk. You know, we want to bypass that and go straight to the action, hence the name You Are Action.
And I know that some of the schools, the Roseburg School District, Umpqua Community College, really working on developing some partnerships and some things to kind of funnel kids from point A to B, or to point them towards alternative programs, because the shifting workforce, the shifting technology, you can make great money without a four-year degree if your skill set is, you know, in certain areas. And in fact, sometimes you can make more money than a four-year degree.
This is absolutely true, and I see it every day. Like I said, we all have day jobs. I work in construction. You know, I see it, and I want those kids to have that opportunity. And the only way to do that is to prep them ahead of time, prep them before they make it out of high school. You know, give them other options other than just saying, yeah, you're going to graduate and go to college. Not everybody has that in the books for them. So we want that opportunity to find a way to prepare them for life outside of high school if they so choose to not go to college.
So you mentioned working with Phoenix School. What are you doing with them at this point?
So at this point, what we're doing is the preparation stage. So right now what we're doing is looking for volunteers that want to join the program as what we call uniters. And once we have those, what we're able to do is actually sit down and start those meaningful discussions. You know, the first step, even though we want to get to the action, you do have to plan it. So once we have our volunteers lined up, starting February, we sit down and we have, think of them as workshops. And there will be six in person and then a few online to kind of keep things moving, check on status and whatnot. And so with the Phoenix School, they are partnering with us with their program that they have in-house that focuses exactly on, you know, the employment, the, you know, be it prepping them for trades, prepping them for, you know, getting into agriculture, being that that's a big industry out here. And so we're working side by side with them to help bring this program to life.
It sounds like it must be interesting to be kind of at the ground stages of this with, you know, a big hope.
Yeah. It's nice because, you know, a lot of times you get thrown into something that's been in the works for years and the system may be broken or it may never have been built properly to begin with. And doing it this way, we're able to be a part of that building process and build a solid foundation for a bright future for not just the kids, but for our community in general.
And as you look at some of these issues, are there other groups that you hope to get connected in with what you're doing in Douglas County?
Over time, yes. We, you know, a lot of the time, people that start these programs, they bite off more than they can chew. They get tied in with, you know, 15, 20 different organizations, and it becomes kind of a tugging match. We want to build that foundation with one organization, and then from there, moving forward, you know, add on as it is deemed necessary or acceptable even.
So I have more depth with what you're doing, even though maybe you're not addressing as many things at a time at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
So sounds like you are getting going here. Do you have people that are already volunteering and helping you?
Yeah, we have a few volunteers so far. Total, what we'd like to see is 7 per county. Here locally, I think, I'd like to have more than 7 if I could, but at the end of the day, it's volunteer work. You know, it's not everybody has time for it or the ability. But the one thing I'd like to, you know, make well known is that while we're asking people to volunteer, We're not asking them to donate or anything like that. We're actually funding everything. We have a financial backing. We have the ability to pay for things like mileage if they have to drive from, you know, a more distant area of Douglas County. And we go to each of the counties. You know, our Douglas County team will go to Jackson County. We'll go to Josephine and Klamath. And we pay for the whole trip. Everything's accommodated. And it just, we want people that are actually community members to have a voice, because what happens is the voice is usually in Salem, Portland, Eugene, you know, the bigger metropolitan areas. We want Douglas County to have a voice. We want all the things that people talk about to make it all the way up the chain. And the only way that's going to happen is for the people to step up and actually speak their mind.
Urban Rural Action is the name of the group. The Douglas County Coordinator, Thomas Guzzo, with us. We'll be back in a moment. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up in just a few minutes. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4 with Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt. And tomorrow, we meet the new president and CEO of the Ford Family Foundation, Kara Carlisle, will be in studio for Inside Douglas County tomorrow. Thomas Guzzo in here today. Urban Rural Action is the name of the organization. And you've just been in Douglas County for a few years yourself, right?
Correct, yeah. About 3 years now.
What led to you coming here?
Yeah, my wife's family is from Douglas County, and they pretty much talked me into coming up here once, and that's all it took. This is probably the most beautiful place I've ever lived, and so I'm never leaving.
So where were you before that?
Down in Medford.
So for the rest of your life then?
No, I'm actually originally from the Midwest. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and when I got out of the military, I came to the West Coast and made the mistake of going to California and found out really quick it's not what you see in the movies, and traveled north and got to the Medford area, met my wife, and the rest is history.
And an interesting side note, you've got to look for it. You've been semi-pro?
Semi-pro football player.
And what were the teams down there?
So I played for the Southern Oregon Renegades and the Rogue Valley Trojans.
Wow. And that's a whole different thing. Now doing construction is your day job, right?
Yeah, I work for a local company here, locally owned, True North Restoration over in Greene. And love what I do. It's another way to help out, because we're a very unique type of construction where we rebuild after fires and floods and things like that.
Wow. So in this work of Urban Rural Action, nationally, you're only 6 years in. Is the hope to eventually be in every state?
That is the goal, yeah. There's no state out there that doesn't have challenges, you know, and we want to show the world that we can fix these challenges. We can overcome and bridge the gaps that have been created, you know, over the years. And it will take time. I'm not going to make it seem like, you know, we'll wake up tomorrow and problem solved. But with the right amount of work and the right amount of effort from, you know, Americans across the board, we can make a difference.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about the people of diverse ideas and diverse locations within the state working together on things where they don't always see eye to eye. One of the things, we've had this term that's been kicked around for a couple decades, at least the urban-rural divide in Oregon. You can look at that at voting data and which counties lean Democrat or progressive, which lean Republican or more conservative, and things like that. One of the things I found, though, being here for a few decades, is that in a more rural area, and whether it's on the right or on the left, there's differences that are beyond the political piece. Some of the folks that I know locally that are progressive and would be happy to, you know, tell you they're Democrat, they don't always agree with the Democrats in Portland.
This
same
is true.
Thing for the Republicans here. So it's really, this gets real complex.
It does. And so that's why we wanted to give our communities a voice rather than, you know, just listen to somebody, you know, from Portland versus somebody from Salem versus somebody from Roseburg, right? We want our local community to have a voice and make, not let, but make that voice be heard. And what we've seen by approaching it from a nonpartisan view is I will easily sit down a Democrat and a Republican and say, okay, by the end of this conversation, when we do this properly, we will come to an agreement. It's not a matter of if. When you actually let each other have a chance to fully talk and fully understand and get to the root of the issue, change can happen. And I've seen it happen not just inside of our organization, but I've seen it happen over the years in every walk of, you know, everything that I've done in my life. I've seen that if you actually listen, that's the biggest key thing, is listening and understanding those root problems is how you find that change.
And in talking to the members of our congressional delegation, we just had Senator Merkley on last week, talked to Senator Wyden, I think, the week before that, and Congressman Bence recently as well. They talk about the polarization in Washington, D.C., and especially for the two senators, especially Senator Wyden, who's been there for a long time, said it didn't used to be like that. You could disagree with people very strongly, but you could still talk through things.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to what everybody says. You know, we can disagree and still be friends. People have forgotten that over the years. People think that, oh, if I'm a Republican and you're a Democrat, we have to hate each other. Or, you know, if you know, I'm a man and you're a woman and our views are different, we can't talk to each other. You know, they find that divide and they build off of that rather than find the problem and build from that, right? When you skip over or bridge the gap between those divides and sit down and have that open communication and have that, you know, like in the way we do it, have that workshop and work on it together, we come back to how things used to be. And yeah, we may argue during it. We may, you know, metaphorically speaking, be at each other's throats, but eventually somebody will say something that will kind of be that light bulb moment, and they'll be like, okay, there's the problem. Now let's find the solution.
So when you do this kickoff workshop in February, are there particular issues that you're going to be discussing?
Well, so starting out, we will present the issues that each of the counties have come up with. You know, we have ours. Jackson County has theirs. Josephine and Klamath has theirs. And we'll start the process to laying down the groundwork and, you know, figuring out, okay, how do we move forward? And we kind of make a timeline. You know, this is what we're going to do first, and our goal is going to be this. You know, what we've seen in past cohorts and programs across the nation is when we do it our way, the way that Joe Budman, you know, has in essence perfected through his years of peace building overseas in the Middle East and things like that with Mercy Corps, is done effectively and done right, you can actually make things change on a very large scale. So be it finding new funding for jobs programs for kids, or finding ways to bring more food into underprivileged areas, or, you know, low-income households, thing, you know, whatever the issue is, if you actually sit down and brainstorm it and figure it out, you can make that change. And that's what we plan to start doing in February.
So, and is that just a one-day event?
That one is, yes. There's going to be a total of 6 in-person events. And I mean, at this point, countless Zoom events. We don't want people to have to drive all the time. And it will be workshops every time. They're all-day workshops. So it's a long event. It's like 6 to 8 hours. And that's how we make change happen.
If people want to find out more about the organization or maybe inquire about maybe getting involved, where do they connect?
So 2 different ways. They can email me directly. My email is thomas@uraction.org. Or they can go to the website, which is uraction.org/Oregon-2024.
All right. Thomas Guzzo, Urban Rural Action, Douglas County Coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.